it over and over again.
Well, you must love Blumhouse then, because that's what's keeping them in business.
That's, I was going to say, like, I would see this, maybe not, but I think, like, bored night at home, nothing to do, I'd stream this.
Make them cheap, sell them high. That's what they're doing. That's all the time we've got on the Tell Mikey D coming your way in a matter of seconds. Until next week, Chase Blaine.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
What is up, you cool babies? It's time for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report, presented by On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Lil.
And this is Patrick.
No, it is not time for the concert report. That is the wrong CD loaded into the CD player. It is actually, once the other CD player decides to do what it needs to do, please, okay. Now everything is broken. That won't load. I don't know why that's not loading there, so we'll put that down there. Someone loaded the wrong CD into the machine. That someone would be me. One way or another, we are going to get the appropriate music to start On the Town with Mikey D on these airwaves, even if it kills me. See you next week, everybody. Now this is, oh my God. What? Wow. So, On the Town with Mikey D is coming. Seconds. I swear to God, it's going to be seconds. That's on CD3. Here we go. Have a good night, everyone.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Thank you. us off.
Hey, 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 hey Jason City fashion about us, just in black and gold in this dead end town. The scene gets old at the block, the spark, and from out of the dark, a baby's cry and an engine dies. This post up bus, just a sight to behold. It's a dead end town, so I'm told and been told, alright.
River City, Barefoot Young, new music on the program, Somebody New. We open the show with a tasty classic number from the city of Boston. Hi, Think Tree. You remember Think Tree? Hire a Bird? Mm-hmm. Big fan. I would love that band to get back together again. Maybe dreams can come true. They do sometimes. All right, my name is Angel Wood. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I co-op the show as Boston Emissions. We're going to have a great evening of brand new music, some classic numbers. Ruby Rose Fox is here, very busy woman. Cameron of Eldridge Rodriguez also here, new record coming out. We're going to talk all about that. Let's do the brand new one from Power Slut. It's called Limits. It's off the forthcoming Fun with Junk. Big release show February 29th at Once Ballroom in Somerville. I'll tell you more about that. partner in crime. That is Juliana Hatfield. Some girls, Juliana Hatfield playing tonight at Once Ballroom, but I don't have any of her new music, but I'm not bitter about it. I am joined by Ruby Rose Fox. You are, okay, so there's a lot going on with you. Welcome.
Thank you.
You've been around here a lot. I hear you were here last night too, so double header for
was.
You.
I was.
It's totally fine. A couple of things. You have relocated.
Yes.
This is, Boston's really where you've lived most of your life. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you've traveled to and fro, but I know that you've been in Bostonian most of the time.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You went to the Midwest. Let's talk about it.
I went to Chicago, yeah.
What is it about Chicago that called to you?
I lost my affordable housing Boston.
Oh,
and
no.
I looked at sort of like value proposition, and I'm getting older and don't want to live with six roommates anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hear that.
And as things closed and failed at fighting for my spaces, mm-hmm. I had to make a choice for me, no matter how much I love this city and mm-hmm. no matter how long I've been here, mm-hmm. I had to make a choice for myself to be healthy mentally and mm-hmm. physically mm-hmm. in this world. Mm-hmm. And Boston kicked me out.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And it's okay. I feel really good about where I'm at.
But I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. We have an art crisis in this city, and that may sound alarmist, but it's really not. And I know, Cam, you're shaking your head, and you live in the city proper. You live in Alston.
I do.
But I know that you've seen, I know you're seeing a bunch of stuff change all around you, too.
Yeah, I mean.
You're not, why can't I hear you?
Oh, no. Does he want to share mine?
Yeah. I can sign my
Let's grab this one and see if this one's working. Hi, everybody. Pro Radio.
Oh, that works.
There we go.
Here, Cameron,
there we go.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got the mics working.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in Brighton, Alston, Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
We have to still say that Alston, Brighton, like there's a line in between. Cameron from Eldridge Rodriguez, my other guest this evening, and of course Blind Spot's going to play later. I'm just curious about your input about somebody who is an artist living in Boston. Do you feel like you're getting the squeeze too? You live in town. None of us can afford to.
I have always felt like I'm getting the squeeze in this town.
Mm-hmm.
From day one. So I'm probably not the best person to ask.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, there's certainly things are changing in this town, and we're losing venues and we're losing spots to play out. But those have been being taken away from me incrementally my entire time here. So I don't know.
Well, that sounds awesome. I knew what I was getting into because I have this attitude where I want to be a proponent for the city of great. Boston is a lot of things to me. Boston isn't just Boston. Boston is the greater area. Like we're in Medford. I mean, you know, when I think about music scenes, Lowell has a wonderful music scene, and Salem, Massachusetts has great things going on, and even in Worcester, so on and so forth. I mean, Worcester's a stretch to call Boston, but I feel like on one hand, I really want to be a proponent of obviously musicians and people who are making music and being creative, but at the same time, I know that it's sucking more and more and more. I'm watching all of these developments just coming in and annihilating everything. There's this development now, and I know this is not a new thing, but I'm watching the corner, that Alston corner,
right,
about to crumble. Yeah. And it's sad, but
it is. I mean, I don't know that other cities aren't going through this. My inkling is that Boston's getting hit a little bit harder.
Mm.
But I don't know whether it's, I don't know whether it's change that happens all the time. But I
in
do know
way.
For my time here, it feels like things are changing dramatically very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and not in favor of the arts.
The city looks so different.
And it affects our, I say ours like I still live here.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the audiences,
mm-hmm.
because if you are just paying your rent, you don't have the resources to go. It's mm-mm. The first thing to be cut is go see a show.
Yep.
Is go see, take a risk on a band you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a housing crisis, then there's an art crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the expendable income is, when the expendable income is gone, what are you going to, you know, how are you going to
do?
I have
just put everybody on the guest list.
And then everybody wants to get paid after. It's like, well, you had 17 people here.
You have to pay the bands, and you have to put everybody on the guest list. Yeah. Is the model.
And meanwhile, you know, David Foster Wallace was right, and we came up with the best entertainment on the planet, and so people can stay in and watch the best shows ever made. You know. But when you see the numbers of how much Boston and Cambridge make on arts every year and how little they give back, it makes you want to vomit.
But how much they want to celebrate their art scene to the outside.
They'll prop you up and take a picture with the mayor. I mean, I've done it myself and just puked in my own bathroom. You know?
Yeah, but with six other roommates.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm with you.
So, but the other thing is, like, you don't want to become that person who's bitter and negative and isn't a fighter. So it's like this thing where you don't want to be that, like, but at the same time,
you don't want to pretend it's not happening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like someone has to shake the people in power and be like, you got to care about this or it's literally going
to
die.
There'll be no real reason for people to live here if they don't work in tech. Or, I mean, imagine if Amazon did come here.
Well, the whole, there's no question the city's catering to the tech and the...
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
You know, the pharma groups. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Seaport District, I don't know who's moving into those buildings.
That's like the Jetsons to me. Have you gone there?
Yeah.
The Seaport, all of a sudden, within like 3 months' time, became outer space.
Yeah. What's great about it is, well, it's not great, but the ICA had that great piece of property where you came off the pike and you could see the ICA and you were like, oh, there it is.
So pretty.
So great. It's beautiful. It's on the water. And that's completely, it's like a...
It's like the Up House?
Yeah, it's like the Up House. It's like Death of a Salesman where Willie Loman keeps that little house and they keep building up around it.
Sure.
And that's the ICA. That's supposed to be our crown jewel of art.
It's so
and
hard it's to hidden. Love this city sometimes. I do love it, but sometimes they make it really hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that they're pretty proud of that, which I think is really bizarre.
I don't think you're wrong.
I mean,
they proud of?
Of
making it hard.
Making it hard.
Oh,
That old New England, like, you know, we're tough. At some point I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I don't need it. You know, you want to act jerky? I don't need it.
So when you come back, you haven't been gone that long.
No.
Less than a year.
No, I just left in November, so I'm a newbie.
You come back, you're doing it right. You're hosting these series of shows, and I saw you Friday night at Oberon, and I had a lot of takeaways from it. First, I mean, I remember when you were getting back into music. You were in music and then you left for a while and you got into theater for a long time and then you worked your way back into music and started to develop as an artist and a songwriter. And that's been wonderful to watch. And when I went to see you at Oberon, you really give somebody a performance. I wish more artists would do that. I wish more artists would give a show, put on a show. People are going to come and give you money. Give them a show.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know.
Seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But you're not. You're doing a Ruby Rose Fox show. You're doing Leonard Cohen, and you're also doing. You have done your one woman show, which I can't even imagine how much work goes into all of those the costuming, and the good Lord, walk us through that. I mean, when do you start working? Will you do one woman show again soon?
I probably won't because I'm just finishing up a book that I wrote. Because I ended up burning out.
Yeah.
After the one woman show, I completely burnt out. Mm. My nervous system burnt out, and I discovered this thing called polyvagal theory, which is research that trauma therapy stole. So now I'm teaching artists to learn about and restore their nervous systems so that they can also put on a show without damaging their nervous systems. So
I don't think many people recognize that at all.
No, I mean, it's not a thing. I wasn't trained in this as an actor. It was completely missing from my training. So I'm I'm obsessed with this now because I'm so over the idea that to be an artist, you have to be this like self-destructive mess of a person. I'm like super interested in empowered leaders who are also artists. And I mean, we go to shows so that our nervous system shift. So, but we have no education about how it works and how it functions and how to shift it if it goes into one state or another. And so I think I'm going to be concentrating on building that business up for a while. And then probably just do music. I really like the one woman shows, but I think going into theater made me realize that if I do that, I really need a team and I need people to support me and I need funding. And if I don't have it, then I can't just do it anyway. I need to be supported. And if not, then I'll do the show that's right at the scale for what I can do to be healthy as a human being.
There's so many things involved in that conversation that I think more artists could be more sustainable in their art.
Well, because that's the name of the game, right? Longevity. It's like you never know when a song is going to hit. You never know when success could come or not come. And as an artist, you just make because you make, because that's who you are. But to stay in it long enough to make something good for most people, I mean, unless you're some genius artist, which very few of us are. Most of us just have to show up and work. And so if the name of the game is longevity, like, why don't we talk more about how to do that right?
I don't know how Keith Richards does it.
He has something.
There's a deal with the devil, baby's blood, something.
He definitely made a deal.
But I'm not quite sure. On that note, let's play some music from Ruby Rose Fox. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. I have a lot of guests tonight, so buckle up.
I lift off and go my way. And for all the work we did, you go and call. And easy down comes the Berlin Wall. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. Happy with somebody else, I sing this every day. Don't make me a sinner in your holy place. I don't even know her anyway. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. Yeah, I'm not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. I know the girl that moved, but you know what I mean.
the body, bury the body for me. Seconds since I broke the system, the committees are losing their minds, and I'll be fine. But now there's one thing I know you don't know. Hey, there's one thing I know you don't know. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Mr. Gorbachev can now make a deal with you under the table. Mr. Gorbachev can now make a deal with you table. I gave you a piece, you said you'd sign the lease, but you wanted the whole damn store. The inventory you stole from me, I don't want it anymore. 'Cause now there's two things I know you don't know. Farmer's Almanac says there'll be snow. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Mr. Gorbachev can now make a deal with you under the table.
Oh,
10 with Mikey D, WMFO. A threefer. We still do that. Ruby Rose Fox, my guest tonight. You are very, very busy. Very quickly, American Daddy, Salt, Ronald Reagan Killed the Radio, two from domestic, Bury the Body from domestic. I got really overprotective when I heard, I listened to a lot of podcasts and I'm always on the hunt for new ones. And there was a new trailer for a true crime podcast. Its name I have forgotten. I listened to today, as a matter of fact, funny because I was prepping for you to come in. I listened to it and I heard Bury the Body in it. And I was like, hold on.
And you wanted to bury the body?
Wait a second. Wait a second. I'm telling. And I, of course, ran to Ruby and tattled. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's cool.
You're the true mother of this scene.
I was like, I'm pissed. I'm going to go after you.
I love it, Angel. You're...
It sounded amazing. And it actually fits perfectly. And I hope they use it a lot. And I hope that, you know, it does. I'll go in the... Yeah. When you can go and rate it, and I'll just put your name everywhere so people know to find you. So you are in a whirlwind week. You did a show in Chicago last week. You came back to Cambridge, did Oberon. You're doing some classes by day. You're doing another Leonard Cohen presentation. When is that coming up?
It's going to be Friday. The early show's Leonard Cohen. The late show's the band.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you are at the Portsmouth.
Yep. And Press Hall is... And then after that is another Leonard Cohen joining the Cape and then New York.
Fantastic.
To finish. Yeah.
And then you can decompress for a little while. How long does it take you to come down off of it after? Because there's a high that comes from that, I am quite sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody deals with that, the low of the excitement that comes from touring. But I started dating someone, so I'm excited about coming home.
Oh, very nice.
I think I'm just going to watch Netflix and hang with my Latin lover.
We'll keep it secret. Your secret is safe with us.
Now it's on the radio. Hopefully he's not listening.
I'm going to post it everywhere.
Don't. I'm in trouble now.
It's been phenomenal to see, to watch you. Like I said at the top of the show, it's been really great. You have this very distinctive style, and I know from watching some stuff that you've been on, some local press, that you weren't completely comfortable with this original sounding voice. Were you? Yeah.
No. I always had this weird feeling in my throat when I was younger singing, and it wasn't until, you know, you met me when I started songwriting in 2011.
Yeah, maybe.
But when I left theater and came back to music, I just started singing really low, only because it just felt so good to sing. It like vibrates your body when you sing low. So. But you know, a lot of people think I'm a guy when they hear my voice, and so I, you know, had to let go of feeling like I, you know, needed to sound like a woman, and that was really freeing for me.
But to see you live, I mean, you're all over the place. You never stay in that low range. Yeah.
Definitely,
it goes. Do you get you must get comparisons to people when you talk about your style, because I hate genres, by the way. How do you describe your art?
I kind of just say, if like Leonard Cohen and Patti Smith and Roy Orbison and Cher had a baby,
wow,
that might be it.
That's tough. Like menage plus.
Yeah,
that's like gangbang territory. Sorry. All together.
But that's a tough one.
It's crude. I know.
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, it's tough. I have my own thing, my own genre, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like definitely been a curse for my career to not have a box to go in, because I'm not folk and I'm not rock and not R&B and I'm not soul and I'm not anything. So I usually sound like, I just say I'm like a new Annie Lennox, maybe.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a good one. What is on the horizon? What is, if you were to clue us in on some of the things that you want to work on in 2020, what's your 2020 look like?
So I swore off all grant writing for the next lifetime because it's too disappointing and exhausting. So what I'm doing is I'm finishing a book I've been writing for a couple years, and I'm making a video masterclass. So I'm going to be focusing on helping artists regulate their nervous systems, probably until June, working on that project, because I'm just so passionate about it. And then after that, I'll probably try to make a new record, but you know, that's expensive, so I have to figure out how to make that money and make it work.
Is the book you're working on educational?
Yeah,
or is
totally
it?
It's nonfiction.
Okay.
And it's based on something called polyvagal theory.
I don't even know what that is.
Trauma therapist stole it, and I stole it for performing. And yeah, it's endlessly fascinating, and I'm super excited about
well,
it.
Well, I am such a fan.
Thank you, Angel.
And so I'm so happy that you've been able to move to a new place. And I feel like there's a new muse for you in a new city.
Definitely.
Chicago's a new muse for you.
For sure. I feel that.
Yeah. So, safe
travels.
But I also
feel your love, too. So, thanks for supporting. And
my pleasure. Thanks for being here. I know that you have an incredibly busy, still a couple, well, week or so ahead. So, thanks for taking some time out and visiting.
Thanks for having
I will keep in touch. And I promise when I am in Chicago, I will come and see you.
Yes, let's party.
We're going to return with Cameron from Eldridge Rodriguez. Let's do something from the Shirts and Shoes great band. It's Boston Emissions on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.